What if a roller coaster ride looked like this? No rails, no trains, just a chair on a mechanical arm and a pair of glasses. VR glasses, meaning virtual reality. That's how it is in Nanchang, where a new amusement park relies entirely on digital entertainment.
这两个比较你就会发现啊，就是传统的那个它的。
If you compare the two, the traditional theme park is much bigger and takes a long time to build. These VR theme parks can replicate the experience of traditional amusement facilities. Take this roller coaster, for example. It's safer and more compact. It's incomparably better than traditional amusement equipment in these ways.
The park uses VR for a variety of attractions, including the roller coaster ride, a musical video game where you have to hit the right notes, and a shooter in a completely unreal environment.
In the future, this technology should do really well. It really gives you the feeling of reality. This is the first time I'm experiencing it, and it's great.
The park wants to invest in a future technology and hopes to keep people's fascination with virtual reality alive, for the technology is still highly experimental. VR was introduced with much fanfare a few years ago, but has failed to enter the mainstream since then.
What we want to do with virtual reality is to break reality and its limits and experience things beyond reality. But in fact, the VR we can experience right now has a lot of flaws. For example, although on the visual front, we can say we've broken past reality in our visual experience, there's still a lack of physical feedback.
Meaning, we can see the virtual worlds around us, but we can't feel them. That limits the technology's appeal for many applications. For now, one of its main uses is in professional training, for pilots, for example. In this Boeing VR simulator, a real, touchable interface is combined with a virtual world outside. Some significant development still needs to happen before we can virtually wander around in our houses, go for a walk without leaving the house, or actually hold a product in our hands before buying it online. Nanchang hopes to become a significant virtual reality player in the future, not just with digital roller coasters. Markus Meyer-Gehlen for VOA News, Washington.